producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You know, I was just listening to that. Class, please take your seats. Well done. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial's set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We broadcast 2 hours from the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Aaron is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. Captain John Reagan, U.S. Air Force Reserves, retired, is with us in Studio D, Dallas, Texas. Welcome, John Reagan.
Good morning, Vincent.
Hey, John. Good morning. You know, I want to share something with you. I was on the Interstate 44 yesterday, and I was discussing this with our engineer just before the broadcast started, and I saw an unusual phenomenon. Now, I've seen tires that have shredded. I've seen that for, you know, as long as I've been driving, tires shredded along the side of the road. But what I saw yesterday was tractor-trailer treads, full treads, separated from the tires. They flipped off, and they lined the side of the highway. You know, the left shoulder, the right shoulder. And these are complete treads. And they look like they had plenty of life left in them. These were not worn out. These, you know, anybody be happy to have that much tread on their tires, really. Well, for 100 miles, I saw between 10 and 12 of these. And the question is, why? So I was talking with Miles this morning before the broadcast, Miles in the European Union, and we were talking about how this happens. And what's happening is that the tread on these retreaded tractor-trailer tires is just not adhering to the main part of the tire. So where the steel belts are is where it's separating. The tread is separating from the steel belts. The adhesion is not there. And it's because of several factors. But the bottom line is, if you're next to a tractor trailer and one of these treads flips up, depending on what kind of vehicle you're in, it may crash through the windshield, it may not, but it could cause a chain reaction accident because it can destroy your radiator, it can destroy your grill, it can cause people to panic and slam on the brakes, and then boom, 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 you know, chain reaction. So be careful. And I would consider, you know, one more thing to think about when you're driving is what would happen if a tire separated, you know, just in front of me. So maybe back off a little bit more from that tractor trailer in front of you. And that was one thing. Another thing I saw was a guy flying down the road, and he pulls in front of me, and he's got a big Ford truck with a really big ladder in it, maybe a 16-foot ladder. 16 feet each section. It'd be a 32-foot ladder. And I was hanging out the back, and, you know, I thought, geez, it's just in the pickup bed. I really don't want to wear that ladder. So I backed off, and then I saw more and more of these, what I would consider carelessly packed loads, trailers with the contents of their trailer, with very low sides, let's say 1 foot tall on the sides. Stuff just put in a trailer that could fly out, you know, at the first bump. Not secured. Unsecured loads in pickup trucks and pickup trucks with trailers. Just more nuisances, more danger on the road. And if the police are going to do anything, I think it'd be nice if they would stop these vehicles instead of stopping other vehicles for taillights. If they want to stop something, stop a vehicle. How about unsafe loads? That's something I think actually is worth improving the safety of. And that would be the loads that are in pickup trucks and trailers. Just my thought. And farmers, how many stories have you heard about? Well, probably not many, but there are stories of farmers putting cows in these cattle trailers. I'm talking about small trailers like we have, a 16-footer, and you might put six cows in there. Well, what we do is we wash out the trailer as soon as we're done with it. We wash it out, wash the manure and urine out of it, so the urine and manure don't decay the sides of the trailer and cause them to rust and cause the supports under the trailer to rust. Because what can happen is, and the boards, these are pressure-treated boards, what can happen is the decay of these boards over the years cause them to fail. And then the cows stand on them, and boom, their foot falls through it, and then their foot drags through the bottom of the trailer as the trailer goes down the road. It's absolutely horrible to watch. It's horrible for the cows. It's horrible every way you look at it. So if you have a trailer and you're going to put animals in it, make sure that you test it and make sure it's safe for you, the people around you, and your animals. Just a thought, John Reagan.
Well, since you brought up tires, I was listening to you last week talking about, you know, what happens to tires is they wear down, and I happen to have an article for that. Under the health section, I have a link called Getting Tired, and it talks about how tires release these carbon black nanoparticles, and that these are even more damaging to the lungs than previously thought. Smokers get this from cigarettes, but apparently the rest of us are getting this from tires. And at the bottom of the article, it talks about how bad this is, because once you breathe the stuff in, it's impossible to get it out again. It's in your lungs, and that's it.
John, we're talking about over the years on this broadcast, we're talking about, you know, where those tires go. And so they start out with a full tread, and they end up, well, generally, most of the time, they end up bald, or they get punctures and they're unusable. But a lot of tires end up bald. So where'd that tread go? And you just said it. It goes airborne. So as you drive down the road, the tread that you used to have gets worn off with each rotation of your tire. It gets airborne. So if you're in, like I was, on the interstate, and there's traffic in front of you, you're inhaling the exhaust from the cars in front of you. You're inhaling the crankcase drippings, you know, the oil that ends up on the exhaust manifold and gets burned and smells like smoke, burning oil, and the tires. That's what you're breathing. And probably even a little bit of the road. You know, the road is wearing out, too. That's why they keep replacing roads. So if you've been on concrete roads, you've seen that, you know, after a number of years, they have wear marks in them. Well, you're breathing that road, too. And my question years ago after Fukushima was, you know, Bridgestone is a tire company that owns Firestone, and a lot of those tires are made in Japan. And what about the radiation in Japan? Is it ending up in our tires? And maybe deliberately or not deliberately. So the radiation is in the rubber, and then it goes airborne, and then we breathe that. You know, those were my concerns. And I said to Mrs. Finelli, we were in the truck yesterday, and I said, you know, I've said this on the air, I don't like going out much anymore. I'd rather just stay at the farm. And the more I see on the road, the more dangerous, the more police and so forth, the more I don't like it, the more I want to stay home. I saw another phenomenon yesterday. You know, when I lived on the East Coast, and if you saw the cops in the middle of the road hiding, people would flash their lights and they'd say, hey, the cops are up ahead, you know, beware. Beware of the cops. Beware of the cops. Flash their lights. And what would happen is the person coming toward you, flashing his lights, would say, here come the cops are up ahead. And then you'd respond by flashing your lights saying, thank you. Well, so for miles yesterday, I was on traveling for miles on the interstate. I saw this cop in a dip in this absolutely all-black vehicle. Black windows, black tires, black wheels, black paint, black bumpers, black everything. Completely unmarked black vehicle. Sniping. Completely, a very intimidating SUV. Just outside of Rolla. Rolla, Missouri. R-O-L-L-A. Rolla, Missouri. So I was, making sure that people, were cautious and didn't run into him because he was hiding. So I flashed my lights for miles. Not one person flashed his lights to say thank you. And that's something that's starting to bother me. The number of people who don't say thank you anymore. It's really starting to bother me. We're not polite, or not as polite as we used to be. I'm not talking about USA Prepared students, instructors. I'm talking about those who are outside of our little circle. I'm talking about people who drive these Ford trucks. And I'm specifically targeting Ford with this comment, because it seems like people who drive these pushed out, flared out fenders, big, massive front trucks, and they've got these big grills. Like, look at me. Massive, massive grills. Pushed out body, superstructure, pushed out, make it look bigger than it is. Those are the guys that fly up on my tail, no matter what lane I'm in, no matter what speed I'm going, fly up on my tail. They do that more than any other vehicle, pickup trucks and SUVs with the Ford brand, and push me out of the way. And I'd like to know, class, is that happening to you, or are they just picking on me? And it doesn't matter whether I'm driving my old little Mercedes or whether I'm driving my old pickup truck. It doesn't matter. And it doesn't matter the color either, because the Mercedes is black and the pickup truck is white. It doesn't matter. It's fly up. If I'm doing the speed limit, they still push me out of the way. If I'm in a slow lane, they push me out of the way. If I'm in a fast lane, they push me out of the way. It doesn't matter. But it seems to be Fords, new Fords, and it's just trucks. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. By the way, tomorrow, Dane Wigington, hour number one, geoengineering, and hour number two, Dr. Millie Hinkle. We're going to be talking about raising camels, buying camels and raising camels. No kidding. John Reagan's with us, thefinancialstateoftheunion.com. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. this will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America, from where you shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then, too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDownfall.com. Again, that's DollarDownfall.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Captain John Reagan's with us. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. TheFinancialStateOfTheUnion.com. And we are at the news tab. John, what's next?
Well, let me start at the very top. I've got a link there. Want to meet in person. And this is talking about the Hear the Watchman conference, March 18th through 20th here in Dallas. And Becky and I already have our tickets for this. Doug and Joe Hagman are the MCs. And for those that listen to Hagman and Hagman, you'll recognize a number of names that are going to be there, like Nathan Leal, Coach Dave Daubemeyer, Paul McGuire, Pastor David Langford, and there's others beyond that. So I'm looking forward to that. Like I say, Becky and I are going to be there. And if you're going, you know, you can contact me and we can arrange to meet up. And if you want to see what Becky and I look like, you can go to the author tab on the Financial State of the Union. And this should be a really good time, especially if you're a believer.
Yeah, I got a I was on a telephone call with the Hagmans, and it was great. This was weeks ago. And it's always good to talk with them, and they're USAPreparedness.com instructors. So that's great. I'm glad you're going. By the way, we've got George in New Hampshire. George, welcome.
Hi, Vincent. And hi, John. I just like to say, if I could, I know what you mean about flashing the lights there. I tried to do it, and I noticed it happened to me recently, the same thing. I don't think anybody in a long line of cars even flashed me a thank you. But when I looked at the rearview mirror to see if any of them would break, I found that the majority of them wouldn't even break. They just continued on at their pace. And a number of times I could see they were exceeding the speed limit.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't disagree with you. And I was wondering, you know, as I saw this yesterday, I was wondering, are they not flashing their lights because they are in their own world? Are they on their cell phones? Are they mesmerized? Are they transfixed? Are they behind the wheel and not paying attention? And it was clear to me that that was probably the case, because as I looked around to the traffic on the side of the road that I was on, I noticed that there were young people and they had earphones in, you know, earbuds in their ears, both of them, which is absolutely insane. I see them walking across the street with earbuds in. It is impossible. It is impossible to have sound perception of what's around you when you have two earbuds in your ear. It's absolutely impossible. As a matter of fact, let me just put an exclamation point on this. When I am going to travel with a trailer load of hay pulled by a farm tractor, and farm tractors are loud, so I always carry a pair of earplugs in my pocket. So what I do is I squish these things up, put them in my ear, and it really prevents the damage to my ears from the loud noise of the tractor. But when I'm pulling out of a field onto a road, I will take at least one of them out, most of the time two. And the reason for that is I want to hear the whoosh of the tires coming over the hills so I can tell if a car is going to be coming toward me. Because I want to be aware of what's around me so I don't cause an accident or end up in an accident with somebody, you know, doing hill hopping and racing down the road and slamming into me because they're going way too fast or not paying attention or listening to their cell phone or whatever they're doing besides paying attention. I'm really concerned about that. And that's one of the reasons why I really don't want to be on the road as much as I used to. I used to love to drive. Now I think it's a dangerous situation being behind the wheel.
No, I would definitely agree with you. And another thing along that line, I don't want to sound like a Boy Scout, even though I was one once. Sure, you and John were too, but I saw a man choking at a public event. At first, I thought he was just like coughing or just sneezing, but then after a while, he was sitting with his wife. So after I established in my own mind that, yeah, I think he's in trouble, I walked over. And nobody had come over to him. I walked over to him, and I said, put your arms up over your head straight up. It opens up your trach, and that'll help you with the choking. But, I mean, like you say, I think a lot of people, for whatever reason, they're in their own world, self-absorbed. And, unfortunately, I'm glad we grew up at another time.
You bet. You bet. Do you want to hold through the break, or is that your comment?
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible.
table, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tone to calm my 5-, 3-, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WholeTones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels. Workouts work. Sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Captain John Regg is with us. I'm Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. Back to you, John.
Let's take a trip through the preparedness section. First up, I have a link. What if it's only a financial collapse? And again, for those of you that have listened to the Hagman & Hagman show, they had a financial insider on known by the initial V. And V was interviewed on another show, which I'm glad because V has taken to doing his own show on Friday nights, and the archives are not available unless you're a subscriber. And I wanted to get this point out. some experts that he has sat down, you know, and decided, you know, to ask or answer the question, what's going to happen in a financial collapse in terms of deaths? And he talked about on his show that 25 million dead. And in his interview, he actually gave a range, 25 to 50 million dead, and that's in 90 days. And that's because of violence and starvation. That's that's the extreme happy path, because I don't think we get to have a financial collapse without a war. If we have that war, then that turns the death rate to 99.5%. And I've gone over those numbers before here on the air. And if for some reason we bypass the war and get the global police state, New World Order, whatever you want to describe them by, if you go by the Georgia Guidestones, they only want to kill about 93% of us. So none of the options are great, but I wanted to make it aware, everyone aware, well, what if it gets to be a really, really, really happy path and it's only a financial collapse? Basically, we're looking 10 to 15% of Americans dead in 90 days simply because of logistics and violence.
Mm-hmm. Now, tomorrow... tomorrow, Dane Wigington's going to be on with us at 9 o'clock, and we're going to talk about geoengineering and the threats there. And we're going to talk about, you know, food production. We're talking about solar power disruptions by the global dimming, those kinds of things. But then at 10 o'clock, we're going to talk with Dr. Millie Hinkle. And this is really important because those who are dependent on insulin can reduce their dependence if they have camel milk. Milk from camels, and we're going to talk about how to raise camels. Seriously, so I'm really concerned about what you're talking about, John. I have been for many, many years. I'm concerned about the glass breaking, the blood in the streets, and so forth. I can absolutely see it. I can see it. And today is a good day. It hasn't happened yet. Tomorrow will be worse. The next day will be worse. It's getting progressively worse. People care more about themselves. And as we talked with George from New Hampshire about people don't even say thank you. They don't even acknowledge that you're warning them about a potential hazard ahead in with your automobile, you know, by flashing your lights, letting them know there's danger ahead. It's awful. It's absolutely awful. Getting run over by shopping carts in the supermarket because people are on their phones thinking about themselves. Driving with cell phones. I mean, even the signs on the Missouri interstate that Missouri Department of Transportation has put up, these flashing signs that say, you know, put down your cell phone, pay attention. Smartphones don't make smart drivers. You know, all kinds of slogans like that, because we are not paying attention. We're not paying attention to what's around us. I believe that the smartphone and will, maybe 15 years from now, will be discovered that it's the threat that I've been saying it is to the family. I really believe that. So, John, when you talk about the collapse, you know, the happy collapse will be just the financial collapse. Yeah. Yeah. Imagine what it's going to be like. And let me give you another example. I went to buy something from a guy on Craigslist last week. We arranged that I'd meet him on Saturday. And he bought this piece of gear, this electronic piece of gear. This is not, you know, consumer electronics. This is gear for that'd be used on a farm. And so I said, "Did you buy it new?" And he said, "No, he bought it from someone, and but it works and everything's great." I talked with him on Friday night to arrange what time I'd meet him on Saturday. It was probably a 6-hour round trip for me in the truck, maybe 7. And he called me, and I finally got. Time to call him back when I came back in the farmhouse. And he said, "Well, listen, I want to let you know it doesn't work." So he bought it, being told it works, and it was fried. The circuit boards were fried on the inside. And he was kind of bummed out because the guy that sold to him told him it worked. And that kind of stuff is happening. And I'm talking about misrepresentations. People not telling the truth when they sell something. So it's buyer beware. And these are the good days. And it's getting worse. What's next, John?
Next, I have a link called Homestead or Not. And this comes from the Organic Prepper. That the article is, here's why a prepper homestead may not be a good plan for survival. And she makes some good cases here. Especially if you're in the gray hair range and you don't already have a homestead, the time and energy that it takes to put a homestead together is staggering. And it's not something you can just have there so you can escape the city and you know, have your bug out location. You need to be living it, because that's the only way you're going to have the skills for it. And the article gets into all the areas that you can have to be concerned about and some of the shortcuts you can take. But even with that, she brings up how long it takes just to get food going. And rabbits is probably the quickest, and that takes 8 weeks. So if you wait until the poop hits the props and you got a couple of rabbits, you can't wait 8 weeks for your meal. And it's come down to one of the what I've pretty much come up with is that especially if you're, well, let's say, over 55, maybe even over 50, what you should be more concerned about right now is storing food. And I'd say probably in the neighborhood of a 7 to 10 year supply, because there's just so much, like I say, time and energy involved in getting a homestead going, that food is going to be your best option. Now, you should probably have that in a rural location along with yourself, because the cities are going to be death traps. So as long as you've got some shelter, you know, way to get water, and you've got a food supply, preferably have people surrounding you and like-minded that are also, at least in some stage of preparedness, that's probably about as good as you're going to get. Vincent?
Well, I don't know if I should say this. Give me a second to think about it. Well, I guess I'll just say it. I don't know how to say this politely. Okay, here it goes. I've taken a few weeks off from the meetups. And there are a lot of factors that went into this decision. Oh, by the way, there's a meetup tonight. It's at Jimmy's Egg. I will not be there, but the meetup is continuing. Silent Night will be on stage. So I've taken some weeks off, about a month. I have so many things I have to do here at the farm. And what I've realized, I said to the meetup group that it's eight hours, just my time, to prepare for the meetup, to be at the meetup, and to get home. 8 hours. Literally. And that's a whole day's worth of work. And then I can't get that back. And so the farm suffers, and there's so many things that I have to do. And you talk about homesteading. You're exactly right. It takes so much time to do everything. Water. I have one little job I need to do today. It's absolutely critical. I have to move a cow. We moved our cows from one field to another. And so we moved about 100 cows. It took several hours to move them, oh, let's say, a half a mile. That's without just walking them. And one of them got left behind. One of them is pregnant, and she hid in the woods. So we found the cow yesterday, and we couldn't get her moved to where all the other cows are. So all I have to do is move one cow a half a mile. It's going to take a couple hours today. That's, you know, that's my highest priority right after the broadcast. And what I'm saying is I'm finding that I don't have the time because of all the preparedness things I need to do and the survival items I need to do for our farm. I don't have the time to go to the meetups. And I told the meetup group this. And I'm wondering, and frankly, I don't like going in the city. I don't like fighting the traffic. I don't like going through these switch lane chicanes that the city has put up. I don't like that. I don't like the taxes. I don't like going to the city. I'm talking about Springfield, Missouri. I don't like being ripped off. I don't like having merchants having the attitude that however much money I have in my pocket, that's how much they want. I don't like that feeling. So I want to stay home at the farm more. I'm going to get to the meetups once in a while, but my highest priority is really to our animals and to my family. I'm the head of the household, and that may rub some ladies the wrong way. But the man used to be the head of the household. I'm still the head of the household. And I need to protect and defend my family. And that's my highest priority. To be the head of that household. And that's, guys, that's what you need to do too. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You wouldn't go camping in the Everglades without bug spray, would you? It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with scanners and steal the information on the RFID chips in your credit and debit cards. IDStronghold.com is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, opened or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and do not shield properly, if at all. When you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com. Because getting anything else is like using latex gloves as oven mitts. Ouch.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Keep it. God, you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Plus, I just want to mention that, so during the break, I went to Google and I typed in head space of space household, and page one, all the results relate to IRS definitions of head of household. Not the family definition, the IRS definition of head of household. Let's see. Kyle in Montana. You're on with Captain John Reagan and me. Welcome.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning. I just had a couple of thoughts. John was saying, the one financial guy was saying that 25 to 50 million in the first 90 days. I think that's absolutely true because, and probably, and could be even more, but people have forgot how to work when their joints are swollen, when their backs got hurting, their shoulders are wore out. They forgot how to keep going like that. We don't have the same kind of fortitude that our grandfathers and fathers even had. I don't think as a society, it's just, people don't understand, like John's saying, how long it takes to get things going and how to build things right and staying with it until you get it done right. Because your life might depend on it. And I think a lot of people have just completely forgotten that stuff.
Kyle, I was reading a post last night, late last night, about students at the college level are more needy than ever before. Counselors have over two times the number of appointments they used to because of the whining of the students. They just can't cope. And these are simple things that we wouldn't even... It wouldn't even occur to us that there were problems. For example, 911 gets calls because, you know, someone sees a mouse or someone didn't get the right fries, so they'll call 911 if they're at one of those fast food joints. They'll call 911 because the service wasn't right. People are becoming really needy. And all you have to do, I mean, if you happen to go to a place and you get the wrong order, you just say to the person serving you, this isn't mine. Or, I think this belongs to somebody else. You can be polite about it and get it fixed. You don't need to call, you know, the government for help. And you're absolutely right. We are becoming more needy. More whiners are around us every day. And then we have more pushy people at the same time. So it's we're becoming less polite.
And the pushy people are even more needy. You know, that's what's amazing. If you really think about it, those are the ones that are so insecure and don't know anything, that the only thing that they know is a boisterous attitude toward other people. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. John Reagan?
And the problem is they're not going to realize it until it gets here.
Which is why the 25 to 50 million of them will just die off. It's amazing to me. But anyway, that's all I had to say. I don't want to take up John's time. He almost never gets through all half of his list. So I'd like
to. Okay.
You guys have a great day. Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Kyle. Thank you, Kyle. Yeah, John. How come you never get through?
Some people just have bad habits, you know.
What's next?
Let me try and run through the rest of preparedness. I want to get to Fukushima next. You know, we talked about a couple of weeks ago how the government doesn't have food supplies anymore. Well, we've got a story out of Venezuela that they're now telling their citizens to eat fried rocks because of the food shortages. And the article after that is about familiarizing yourself with the symptoms of starvation. And let's pick up with that when we get back from the news and top of the hour break.
Symptoms of starvation. Wow. Never did we think we were going to hear that in the United States of America, right? Never did we think we were going to hear that. Other countries have gone through it. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.